Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 4th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures were slightly lower in overnight trading as the price for global supplies declines, making U.S. grain less attractive to overseas buyers. Russian wheat prices hit the lowest level since 2020 last week, according to consultancy Sovacon. Cheap Russian wheat has kept pressure on prices for weeks. Prices fell to about $215 per metric ton last week on a free on board basis, down from about $218 a week earlier, Sovacon said. Wheat futures in Europe also declined, falling to a closing price of about $208 a metric ton on Friday from about $216 a ton at the close on Monday. Data from the Euronext exchange show. Improved crop conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains also are weighing on prices overnight. About 57% of the winter crop in Kansas, the biggest producer of winter varieties, was in good or excellent condition as of February 25th, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said last week. That's up from 32% that received top ratings at the end of November when the USDA last released its weekly crop progress report. Still, little or no rain has fallen in much of southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles in the past week, according to the National Weather Service's precipitation page. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 3.25 cents to 554.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures fell 2 cents to 562.25 a bushel. Corn futures were up 2 cents to 426.75 a bushel. The soybean futures for May delivery rose 8.25 cents to 11.59.5 a bushel. Soy meal added 3.80 to 3.36.10 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.05 cent to 45.11 cents a pound. Speculators cut their net short positions, or bets on lower prices, in corn futures to the lowest level in almost 2 months in the 7 days that ended on February 27th, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 287,795 futures contracts in corn last week, down from 328,584 contracts a week earlier, the CFTC said in a report. That's the smallest bearish position since January 30th. Money managers, however, raised their net short positions in soybeans to 151,030 futures contracts. That's up from 126,674 contracts 7 days earlier and the largest such position since May 2019, the agency said. In wheat, investors held a net short 41,458 hard red winter wheat contracts, up from 39,944 a week earlier. Speculators held a net 55,966 futures contracts in soft red winter wheat, down from 71,318 the previous week. The weekly commitment of traders report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions in futures markets. The report provides positions held by commercial traders, or those using futures to hedge their physical assets, non-commercial traders, or money managers, also called large speculators, and non-reportables, or small speculators. A net long position indicates more traders are betting on higher prices, while a net short position means more are betting futures will decline. In weather, strong thunderstorms are forecast for central Iowa this afternoon and evening, according to data from the National Weather Service. Hail and wind are the biggest threats associated with the storms. Some of the storms are capable of producing pea to dime size hail as they move northeast from southwest Iowa into central Iowa, the agency said. A winter weather advisory has been issued for counties in northern North Dakota. Snow and strong winds are expected to gust up to 40 miles per hour are forecast for the area, which could make driving hazardous. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility, the National Weather Service said.